12. Holly put the chicken under the broiler for 5 minutes, and it crisped up nicely. The seven of them ate in the gazebo. There was a ramp for Lovey's wheelchair, and the conversation was both pleasant and lively. Claude turned out to be quite the raconteur, telling tales about his colorful career as a security official at Gentleman Please. The stories were funny, but neither mean nor off-color, and no one laughed harder at them than Claude's mother. She laughed herself into another coughing fit when Howie told the story of how one of his clients, in an effort to prove he was mentally unfit to stand trial, had taken his pants off in court and waved them at the judge. The reason for their trip to Marysville was never touched upon. Lovey's lie-down before dinner had been a short one, and when the meal was done, she announced that she was going back to bed.
"Not many dishes with takeout," she said, "and what there is I can wash in the morning. I can do it right from my chair, you know, although I have to be careful of the goddamn oxygen tank."
She turned to Yoon.
"You sure you're gonna be all right out here, Officer Sablo? What if someone comes stirring around like last night?"
"I'm fully armed, ma'am," Yoon said, "and this is a very nice place out here."
"Well, you come on in any time. Wind might kick up strong after midnight. Back door be locked, but the key's under that olla de barrow."
She pointed at the old clay pot, then crossed her hands above her admirable bosom and did a little bow.
"You are fine folks, and I thank you for coming here and trying to do right by my boy."
With that, she rolled away. The six of them sat a little longer.
"That's a good woman," Alex said.
"Yes," Holly said, "she is."
Claude lit a Tipperillo.
"Cops on my side," he said. "That's a new experience. I like it."
Holly said, "Is there a Walmart in Plainville, Mr. Bolton? I need to do some shopping, and I love Walmarts."
"Nope, and a good thing, because Ma does too, and I'd never get her out of it. Closest thing to it we got in these parts is the Home Depot in Tippett."
"That should do," she said, and stood up. "We'll clean those dishes so Lovey doesn't have to in the morning, and then we'll be on our way. We'll be back tomorrow to pick up Lieutenant Sablo, then leave for home. I think we've done all we can do here. Do you agree, Ralph?"
Her eyes told him what to say, and he said it.
"Sure."
"Mr. Gold, Mr. Pelly?"
"I think we're fine," Howie said.
Alec went along.
"Pretty well done here,"